You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On the last day of his three-day visit to Armenia, Pope Francis participated in the Divine Liturgy celebrated by his Oriental Orthodox host, Catholicos of all Armenians, Karekin II. In a discourse at the conclusion of the celebration, Pope Francis spoke of his already unforgettable visit and prayed that the two churches follow God's call to full communion and hasten to it. Tracy McClure has more.
Thanking Catholicos Karekin for his hospitality, Pope Francis said, "You have opened to me the doors of your home, and we have experienced how good and pleasant it is when brothers live in unity.
Che i fratelli vivano insieme.
We have met, we have embraced as brothers, we have prayed together and shared the gifts, hopes, and concerns of the Church of Christ," he said. "We have felt as one her beating heart, and we believe and experience that the Church is one." Citing Saints Bartholomew and Thaddeus, who first proclaimed the gospel in these lands, and Saints Peter and Paul, who gave their lives for the Lord in Rome, the pontiff said they surely rejoice to see our affection and our tangible longing for full communion.
Certamente si rallegrano nel vedere il nostro affetto e la nostra aspirazione concreta alla piena comunione.
Francis prayed the Holy Spirit to make all believers one heart and soul. May he come to reestablish us in unity, he said, and may the cause of our scandal be dissolved by God's love, above all, the lack of unity among Christ's disciples.
E vengano sciolti da questo fuoco i motivi del nostro scandalo.
Calling for peace in the Armenian Church and complete communion, Pope Francis prayed for an ardent desire for unity among Christians. But such unity, he stressed, must not mean the submission of one to the other or assimilation, but rather the acceptance of all the gifts that God has given to each, he said. Concluding, Pope Francis urged the faithful to listen to the voices of the humble and poor, of the many victims of hatred who suffered and gave their lives for the faith, and to young people who, he said, seek a future free of past divisions.
Ascoltiamo la voce degli umili e dei poveri.
From this holy place, the Pope said, may a radiant light shine forth once more. And to the light of faith which has illumined these lands from the time of St. Gregory, may there be joined the light of the love that forgives and reconciles. I'm Tracy McClure.